Just dusted for prints.
No one saw a thing. The blackout and the fire drew everyone out of the building. How long has he been dead?
It's hard to say. We'll need an autopsy.
Dog, if you lift up the victim's shirt, I'll believe you find a stab wound 1 inch beneath the sternum, penetrating upward, severing the aorta.
Seen this before?
Yeah.
Any traces?
No blood stains.
What's this? Douglas fir, Harry?
Lodgepole pine.
Hawk, footprints?
Two sets, same boots, one coming, one leaving. Heavier impressions on the way down.
Carrying the body.
Coop? Are you sure Wyndham Earl's behind this?
A short time ago, a vagrant, our victim, was befriended and offered a lift. He was driven to a location up beyond the ridge. The car will still be there. He was stabbed once. He managed to run a short distance before collapsing. Wyndham Earl engineered the explosion that caused the power outage. He created the diversionary fire that drew everyone out of the station. Brought the body in through this window. Wyndham Earl has been in this room. I can still feel his presence. Harry, we're not gonna find any fingerprints in here. No mistakes, no slip-ups. Everything has its own rationale. Precision and intelligence. Wyndham Earl is a genius. And he's taken his first pawn in a very sick game.
Listen carefully, Bobby Briggs. This is what we're gonna do. If there's one thing I learned from my father before he flipped his wig, it's that a business relationship is like a sacred pact, equaled only by the closest of personal relationships, where nothing is held back.
Right.
Do you want to get rich, Bobby?
Immediately.
Well, maybe I can help. Let's pretend that this is my father.
An ice cube?
Right. And our job now is to help my father come back from limbo land before he melts away and leaves us with a handful of nothing. We wouldn't want that to happen, would we?
No.
So from now on, Bobby, I'm the one you suck up to.
What about Shelly?
What about Shelly? Leo?
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 Shelly, come on.
No! No!
Shelly?
Help!
Oh, Leo!
Shelly!
Shelly!
Thanks, Harry.
Well, no fibers, no prints. You were right. If it is Earl, he didn't miss a beat. Did you hear anything from Denise?
The Bureau and the DEA cleared me of all criminal charges. The suspension still stands. I'm waiting to hear from Gordon.
Well, in the meantime, you're still my deputy. Mm-hmm. If you want this case, it's yours.
Harry, I want it.
Harry.
I found that car in the logging road, just like he said. No prints. And just so you know, Hank Jennings didn't make the buy at Dead Dog because he was in the hospital. Claims he was hit by a bus. I cuffed him to the bed and booked him for parole violations. Oh, Shelley Johnson called. She said Leo came to last night, attacked her, and ran off into the woods.
Holy smokes. Lucy, we need to talk. It's about Nikki.
Little Nikki?
Dick and I have been doing some thinking and some looking, and we think he's a...
What?
We think he murdered his parents.
He's 9 years old.
I know. We think he was 6 at the time of the crime.
I met little Nikki. I've talked to little Nikki. If you two think for 1 second that I'll believe that a defenseless little orphan is capable of murder, the both of you aren't fit to be fathers to a chimp.
Ow!
I'm gonna get to the bottom of this right away.
You must be James.
I'm Jeffrey Marsh. I've been hearing very good things about your work from Evelyn.
Well, you'll see how it is when you take it out.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's lucky we found you.
No, my luck.
I hear you're on the road.
Yeah, I will be soon.
No itinerary, no deadlines. I'm envious. Wish I was going with you. Maybe after I take her for a spin, we'll talk shop. Sounds like we have a mutual love. Cards.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm kind of overdue as it is.
Of course he'll stay. There are plenty of things I could find for him to do. Right, James?
Yeah, maybe. Excuse me.
Nice kid.
He's done a fine job on the car.
Let's see what it'll do on the open road.
Bye, Jeffrey.
Doc, it's Nadine I want to talk about. Nadine wants to start dating boys, and I don't know what to say. Is she sexually active?
Active?
Doc, I wake up every morning feeling like I've been hit by a timber truck. Is she extra adrenaline?
Well, it's downright dangerous. And she's liable to kill a young kid. I don't know what to say.
Be patient. And, tell her to be home by 9 o'clock on school nights.
Extra potatoes.
Thanks. Ed, Donna took the van this morning and said something about looking for James. Is there anything I need to worry about?
James is out west a couple of hours, trying to clear his head, I think, and Donna's taking him some money.
Not easy being a parent, is it?
Boy, I'll say.
Now. See you, Ed.
Thanks, Doc.
Hank's in the hospital. He said a tree fell on him.
I knew that tree was a redwood called Nadine. Yesterday after he left, Hank jumped me right in my own living room. If Nadine hadn't showed up.
Nadine took out Hank?
Whew. And it wasn't pretty.
Harry called. He said he'll be arresting Hank for parole violation. When Hank gets well, he may have to go back to prison. I think it's time I start correcting a few of the mistakes I've made.
Well, we could start by getting a cabin, a couple of venison steaks, and a bottle of sparkling wine.
People will find out.
Let them.
You not.
I'm sorry. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
You were good with Jeffrey.
Didn't feel like good.
I can change that.
It's wrong.
Love isn't wrong, James. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me alone with him.
What a shot!
I'm gonna go check my butt.
So how does chess figure into all this?
Because Wyndham Earl and I played a game every day for 3 years. He felt that all of life could be found in the patterns and conflicts on the board. Because I never beat him. Now it's my turn. I published my response in the Twin Peaks Gazette. I don't know what else to do.
Coop, you're gonna have to give me some more information here.
Harry, I've brought some baggage to town I haven't told you about. Wyndham Earl was my first partner. Everything I know about the law and the Bureau, I owe to him. 4 years ago, we drew the assignment of protecting a material witness in a federal crime. She was a very beautiful, very gentle woman. Her name was Carolyn. She and I fell in love.